Good morning. 7:10, 7:10, 11:26. I'll get it eventually. It is 7:26 in the morning on 11/10/24, November 10th, 2024. Here on a icy cold, very frosty blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. I'm trying to get my hands back in the gloves, back in the pockets. I'm tangled up in wires. Hi. I didn't walk yesterday because it was just awful. It was like 30 degrees, snowing hard. The temperature got up a little bit, got up to about 36 at late morning, and had changed over to snow and rain. It drizzled off and on for the rest of the day. So everything is just kind of a mess. The sidewalks are clear of snow, but they're tricky because there's little patches of very, very thin patches of ice that pretty much take away any kind of traction, but aren't obviously ice until you step on them. And I have not fallen yet this morning, although I had a couple of close calls. Yeah, I'm paying a lot more attention to where my feet are going right at the moment. Not much on tap for today. I'm gonna do some laundry. I can do that today or tomorrow, but I think after that I'm in emergency mode, so if I could do it today, that would be good. Laundry is fun to do while you're writing, because then you have to get up every once in a while and move around. Have to do something for dinner. I took the easy road last night and just threw in a frozen brick of lasagna and heated that up. That was it. Spent most of the day yesterday curled up in my chair, reading. Wayside, the Wandering Inn. Some snow that isn't quite melt away. I'm into book 8. The story has taken a couple of turns. I'm looking at him going, I don't know. This does not look good for some of my favorite storylines. I have somebody else, another Wandering Inn fan who got to book 8 and then stopped. And I can sort of see why. I'm gonna keep going. I really want to see if these changes to the storyline get redeemed. Pay attention to where you're going. Feet are going to go up front of you, and that's going to be bad. I'm on my track. I'm on my quota, just barely. I walked 6 out of the first 9 days of the month, so I've got 12 miles under me, and I gotta walk 2 more days, today and tomorrow, before I could consider taking Tuesday off. And if I had half a brain, I would not take Tuesday off. I'd try to get a day or two in the bank for when the weather is crappy and I just can't do it. I'm also perfectly prepared to fail my 40 mile goal for the month. If I can do it, I can do it. If I can't do it, you know, there's... there's wisdom in recognizing limits. It's very interesting. The light this morning it is a beautiful blue sky day. There, I don't see a cloud. And the sun has been up about an hour. So it's still very much early morning, in spite of the fact that I've been up since 4. But there's a lot of morning mist, morning fog. Just very faint. It shows up in the sunbeams. It shows up giving everything a sort of fantasy edge to it. It's really pretty. As much of it as I can see. I'm wearing 2 hoods in my ball cap, and so it's like trying to stand upright with the hood pulling me down. Oh, it feels the sun is warm. Jeez, the sun is warm. I just walked into one of these sunbeams, and yeah. The eastern reach is going to be a lot warmer than the western reach, that's for sure. Which is good, because I'm a little bit shy. I gotta spend just a little quality time with Roger today. The story was going along good, and I went, and I figure out why. Well, I know why. I just have to figure out what to do about it. I want to walk on that sidewalk. I don't know. Yeah, okay, we'll get up here. Ah, shit. Almost lost it. Small steps. There's another one. Yeah, this is why I don't usually push myself to walk on days where the sidewalks are questionable. It's only going to take one of them, one little misstep, and these old brittle bones smack against concrete. The snow is actually better. It has a little traction to it, but I may have to get some Yak tracks or Yeti tracks or whatever the hell they are. Clip on chains from my boots. Although, I'll probably just do the normal, reasonable thing, which is when the conditions aren't good, don't walk, dumbass. Yeah. Save that one too. Okay, good. Jesus. Whatever possessed me to do this morning? I do not know. I knew better. I thought, no, it'll be fine. It'll be great. You get out, you get a little exercise, you get a little fresh air. Yeah, so you fall on your ass, break a rib or two. Well, then, oh, you got Medicare. They'll pay for it. The hearing aids are not great with a hat. Let me just go on record there. I love being able to hear high pitched sounds again. I can hear the chickadees. I think it's chickadees in these fir trees. Oh, that fir smells good too. Spruces. I can hear them and it's really nice, but I also hear every time I smile, every time I wince, it changes the tension in the side of my ears, and I get a little ch sound. And then the hat just sits on top, and every time I touch the hat, I'm deafened. Now, first world problems. At least I can hear. Mostly. My warm water bottle has since gone cold. Not too surprising. 30 minutes into the walk, at 26, 28 degrees. Yeah, it's not too surprising that an uninsulated bottle would have lost whatever warmth that might have brought from the inside. Coming up on it, get ready, sit with me, monk post. Oh, here comes this cheerful lady with her little dog. She wears a chest pack, and when the dog gets tired, she puts the dog in the chest pack. That's cute as hell. Good morning. Oh, slippery leaves. Holy shit. So I also need to get back into X4. I have not played my game in several days, and it's like, oh, I'm looking at the X4 Foundation's Reddit this morning. I was like, one of the people there is like me, is an almost impulsive restarter. And I've played this game, this start, since the very beginning. This is the only start I've made in this game. And it's about, well, I've played for over 9 days, so however many that is, so it's more than 200 hours. And when I started, I was playing like, 20 hours a week, 40 hours a week. And my number right now is 12. I've played 24 hours in the last 2 weeks. It's a good game. I really like the game. I'm unhappy with the way that it has developed. Because it's like, okay, I made some mistakes. But the thing is, they're not terribly serious mistakes. They're just, oh, I could do this. I could have been doing this all along. Kinds of mistakes. And so it's like, normally I would just say, okay, scrap that, we'll try again. And I realized halfway through my last arc playthrough, where I had scrapped it and started again, that I was always doing the first 45 goals over and over and over and over and over again, and never getting enough into it to actually progress beyond that point. And I'm trying to fight that tendency in this game because I've got a nice bankroll. It's not a big bankroll. But if I need to buy a ship, build a ship, I can do that and not really notice too much. I've got enough income, about 3 million an hour, 2.5, 3 million an hour, which isn't great. It's not big. But for my first playthrough at 200 hours, 250 hours, it's not too bad. I gotta walk by this truck here. It's the Kroger online delivery van. Probably waiting to make a delivery this morning. It's a little early to be knocking on doors. I also got my Fountain Pen Day booty in the inks. I got 5 bottles of ink. Oh my god. I can't believe it. The Red Dragon is beautiful. I haven't loaded anything with the green yet. And I also got the special edition Colorverse Fountain Pen 2024 blue. And it looks like a nice blue. It looks like a really good blue. I'm looking forward to seeing that blue. I don't have a solid blue. So if this one isn't it, I'm going to have to buy one. Because I'm just sick and tired of this weak-ass blue that pretty much everybody has. That doesn't sound good. I figured out what was wrong with my Cuico Sport. Apparently it's normal for them to ship the cartridge upside down in the barrel. And it doesn't always get stuck. So most people just open up the barrel and the cartridge falls out. But I started looking at it and realized that there was something in there. And so I just tapped it on my desk. And I think, well, all right, I get the crochet hook if I need to, but let's see if I can make it drop. And sure enough, tapped it on my desk, gave it a good hard rap, and off it down it fell. And so I plugged it in. It's like, alright. I have blue and black coming from Cuico themselves, so it's official, but yeah, the short internationals will fit. It's just, I'm a dunce. A little bit of a doofus. It's all right. These are the little lessons you learn as you go, and I haven't been going very long. I don't can remember when I got my first fountain pen. That was a Safari, which I loved, and I haven't re-inked because I keep buying new pens that I need to try out. The Esterbrook M2 is nice. I'm really liking it. It's not my favorite Esterbrook. The J is just so much more satisfying, and I don't know if it's because I have this hang up on it. It's old, and though so therefore precious or something. It's very smooth on the page. It's very smooth. I can't say the same for the M2. But it is still not as scratchy as the Waterman CC that I've got inked up right at the moment. Or the Cuico, which fine point. Yeah, fine point's going to be a little scratchier. Fine point's going to give you a little more. And it's like, should have got a medium. I think maybe I should have got a medium. Oh, well. I have it now. It's a pocket pen. I only had it because I want to have a pen in my pocket. So when I need to write something, I need to leave a note. I need to. I need to write some. I've got a pen to write with. Sign with. Those few instances where you still have to sign actual wet paper. And I got the last piece of documentation I need to register the van online. I need to get the inspection, but the title complete card came from the state, and I can use that, even though I already have the title, I can use that title complete card. I need the title complete card to register the car online and get the plates mailed to me, which would be nice. I'd be good with that. I'll do that tomorrow, maybe. Tuesday. I'm trying to think what I got coming up on the calendar. I don't. Tuesday and Wednesday, I've got some taxi duty I got to do. No. But I still have today. Most of today, actually, a lot of today. It's only 7:51. It's not even 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. It's a lovely, quiet morning. It has been, other than the treacherous footing, it's been a very pleasant walk this morning. It's cold. It's November. So, yeah, I suppose those two things go together pretty well. And, yeah. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.